sharp, pointy objects at subsonic speeds are very detrimental. They're very draggy. The air doesn't know quite where to go. For instance, in the hydroplanes where we used to bring the bow out to a sharp point, as the air approached the tip of that point, or let's put it in proper perspective, the point of the boat is coming into the air, but to understand the principle, the air is approaching the point. As it came to that point, part of the air then went this way, and part of it went off this way. Now you can see that at 200 miles an hour, there could be a pretty substantial volume of air getting upset. This upset air is now approaching the ram wing of the hull. And this is not a good idea, to put it mildly. Secondly, where we had a sharp surface here, where the non-trip came up and met the deck in a very sharp edge. If you'll recall last year when the Pringles, Jif Presents Mr. Pringles, rolled upside down at Pasco, all that really happened there at a relatively low rate of speed is that when he got the boat in the corner, the left sponson fell into a horrendous hole created by a roller. The right sponson rolled up. As the right sponson rolled up, it presented this sharp edge that we're talking about to the air. And the air could no longer follow over the deck. So it parted and did this. And as soon as it did that, the whole right deck became a big vacuum cleaner and it sucked the boat right on over to the side. By making this a radius that continues right on around, the air flow will be able to follow over the surface a lot longer and not become detached. Detached airflow is not only draggy, but in the case of a pitch angle, it can become a very severe lifting surface. And that's why hydroplanes generally, when they just pitch a little bit, then you say, uh-oh, and sure enough, they're gone. But by putting a big radius here at the leading edge, a big radius at the leading edge of the ram wing, a radius at the front of the cowl, now the boat will be able to tolerate pitch changes more gradually and without sudden catastrophe, because the air will follow the surface. It's still true that our past hydroplane designs, even when they're rounded, obviously can go over because the circus went over in Syracuse. But the circus actually forgave some of the circumstances that it got into last year many, many times when perhaps with a sharp pointed edges it would not have done that. So we're on the track to a much more stable hydroplane.